You're listening to the In Demand podcast. Don't forget to follow In Demand on Facebook. Facebook.com/Alex and Lucy.
In Demand Tuesday with Alex and Lucy from 7 o'clock every night. Monday's Friday, biggest hits, biggest stars. Tonight, our secret guest is here. He's in his chair and ready to chat. He's the man who owns the UK's number one song.
Yes.
Secret's out now.
Welcome.
How you doing?
All right, let's talk about the number one.
Let's talk about that.
Wow.
It's been a long time coming, sir.
It still hasn't sunk in, you know.
Really?
If I'm honest with you. Nah, not at all, Lucy. I swear, I've been, you know, when you're going so fast, everything's happening so quick and you're promoting and you're moving and you're in the car, you're out the car, you're up, you're down. You don't get a minute to just say, you know what? What have I just done here? And I think it might hit me next week. I hope.
Okay. Well, well deserved, because the first two songs came so close.
Yeah, very close.
So close.
And where were you when you found out? Where were you sat? Do you remember everything?
We were in the radio station. I wasn't choosing to believe anything I was told until I was told.
Yeah.
From the horse's mouth.
Yeah, from the horse's mouth. So I wasn't listening to the goat's mouth, just the horse's mouth. Not even the human's mouth, only the horse's mouth.
Did you celebrate that night?
We had a little dinner slash drink situation, but I was I was on best behaviour because of the night before, so I wasn't drinking or anything, so no, we ain't celebrated yet.
Okay, so you're behaving yourself. When are you going to celebrate? Because you're going to have a big blowout, big night.
I'm thinking, us six, just do it now.
Because you got quite an entourage with you.
Yeah.
Well, he's got his two mates with him.
Hello,
and
mates.
Our mate Aaron
is your record player.
Who also plugs Example.
Yeah.
He does a lot.
He does a lot. He doesn't stop.
He's responsible for a lot of trouble, isn't he? Are you finding now you're getting recognised? Because this week you're doing album signings. The album is out this week, of course, as well.
Yeah.
Are you finding, walking down the street, ordinary people are coming up to you now and going, yo, you're Reg 3-2?
Yeah, we've been getting quite a lot of recognition from the beginning of the year, from when we put Tractor out.
Mm.
And it's cool, man. I can deal with it. It isn't mad yet, so it's all good.
We saw someone tweeted earlier, they were really excited because their mate had served you in Nando's.
I had some interesting ladies at the sign-in earlier, and they were
in
saying
what way
some,
were they interesting?
They were saying some interesting stuff regarding the lyrics of a song of mine called Tractor.
All right.
Yeah.
They were flirting a bit with you, I'm guessing.
Yeah, a bit of flirting.
But you quite like that, though. That's nice.
Do you know what? I used to be, if we had this conversation about 10 months ago, I'd have been, you know, I was the flirt of the game. Mm. Everyone would have warned you, said, listen, watch him. But I'm really good now, though.
You got it out of your system.
Yeah, it's out of my system. No more flirting.
Why is that? Why has that happened?
I don't know what happened, man. I think after a while, in the beginning, when it's a surprise, it's cool. But then after a while, everyone kind of expects it, so I'd have stopped.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everyone does assume that number one artists would be proper players.
I think there's probably a lot of artists that are.
Who probably
are. But, I mean, is it that kind of thing where you literally do walk down the street and some people do literally throw themselves at you? I bet you get that if you go out, if you go to a club or
a bar. In a club, you can be in certain situations, but, you know, you just got to understand what everything's for and why everything's happening and you'll be all right.
Mm. Because some girls, I swear, like, you read up these kiss and tells, they literally make a career out of throwing themselves at people, which is quite disgusting, really, isn't it?
Yeah. So it depends if you catch them.
Yeah, exactly. You've got to know which ones are which.
Yeah, hopefully you don't catch nothing if you catch us. Catch 22.
Gonna stick around for a bit with us this evening. Is that cool?
Yeah, that's cool.
Any questions for Rex this evening? Twitter.com/AlexandLucy. We're going to be playing the UK's number one song after 8 o'clock as well. Right now, this is One Direction on In Demand. Tomorrow night from 7 o'clock, it's Example and Lucy in Ibiza. Find out exactly what went on. We're going to have a video and interview and amazing live tracks from Ibiza Rocks. Make sure you're listening. Tonight, though, it's all about Rex 3-2.
Hey,
The UK's number one,
I always
one,
make some stupid noises. Sorry about that. I'm just going to apologise to everyone, man.
It's because you're used to doing loads of radio interviews and you have to do these little things we call liners and you've got to do your Rex 3-2 voice there.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. So it just comes out.
Naturally.
Yeah, exactly. Sorry about that. No one needs that.
On twitter.com/AlexandLucy tonight, Donna wants to know, are you single?
If you're free, I'm free too.
If I thought you were going to say, if Donna's fit.
I'm single. I'm cool.
Yeah?
Single and ready to mingle?
I'm single and ready to do jingles. Okay. To people who like to mingle.
Okay, Sophie Porter wants to know if Cheryl Cole is saying yeah, yeah, yeah on Don't Go.
I wish.
You fancy Cheryl a lot, don't you?
No, I think Cheryl's mad cute, you know, but you know how it goes, man. She's cool, man. She's busy. I think she would have loved to do it.
I don't think she is busy at the moment.
No. Busy holed up in a hotel room going, I don't know what to do now.
Yeah,
I'm
what's
a bit
next,
bored.
Everybody.
I'll give her a call then.
Yeah, give her a call.
I'll give her a call. Cheryl, if you're listening, I'm Rep32. I got a joint out called Don't Go Away album out and stuff. And yeah.
Tell you what you should do. Find out when she's next having a lunch meeting with Will.i.am and go dressed up as him.
I don't know if I can.
Will.i.am.
Yeah.
Wear some mental clothes or something.
But the haircut.
Go in for the
get
dinner.
Get a wig.
Okay, that's a wig. Fine. Okay, cool, cool. Okay.
And then sit down for dinner and then rip it all off and go, ah, fool.
It was me. It's me. Now, now you're coming with me. Now sing yeah, yeah, yeah on the beginning of Don't Go.
Danny wants to know which crowd, V crowd was better, Stafford or Chelmsford?
Depends where you're from, Danny. I think Stafford. But I really enjoyed Chelmsford. So, yeah, it was all nice. Good.
Okay. What's your favourite animal, says Izzy Robinson?
My favourite animal.
There's always someone that asks that. It's brilliant. I love it.
You're all going to laugh at me. My favourite animal is the fox.
Okay.
As I'm petrified of them.
Why is that?
I've got a love-hate relationship with
mean.
The foxes. They bully me, you know.
Really?
They don't let me go home. They know that if they stand outside my door, I won't go in, so they just kind of just sleep there.
Have you got foxes hanging around your house?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They bully me. They kick my car.
They're getting too cocky, foxes.
Yeah, they are. They kick my car and stuff.
Too confident for their own good nowadays.
Yeah, I throw stuff at them.
I saw one last night after I dropped you off. There was one near your house.
Yeah, when I used to live around the corner from there was one that used to come out at night and make the most blood-curdling scream. And one of my little cats, my little one, she'd be out there. I'd be like, I'd go out in my pyjamas. Get away! Don't go near my cat or you'll have me to deal with.
Pat Butcher.
Yeah. Get away from my
cat. Big
They are quite scary though, aren't they?
Yeah, I hate them, man.
So then you just got like an army that sit on your doorstep and they're like...
They're just chill out and there's nothing I can do. If I throw stuff at them, they just pick it up. Yeah. If I throw money, they just pick up the coin and go shop, buy some corned beef and stuff, you know.
Is this because they're Tottenham Foxes?
Yeah, Tottenham Foxes. Right, they're really advanced. They're really advanced, man. They're cool.
Dude, can you introduce the UK's number one song? Your song right now. Yeah. We're going to play on In Demand.
I thought that was a trick question. No. I can do that. Right now, we're on In Demand. This is the number one song. It's by myself featuring Josh Kumra. And it's entitled Don't Go. It's not Cheryl Cole on the intro, although I'd love it to be. But yeah.
The UK's number one song from Rech32 featuring Josh Kumar and Don't Go. You've recorded a special version of that for us tonight, haven't you?
I have.
Amazing. We're going to play it out on In Demand tomorrow night.
I can't wait.
It needs time to be mixed down properly.
Oh, yeah. Give it that. Give it that super mix.
Special
that
In Demand treat.
Yeah. You know that mix where even if you was underwater, it still sounds like you're not underwater.
And we should point out that Josh came and recorded with you as well.
Yeah, he did.
Has he gone already?
Cool.
Yeah, he's gone.
He's had to get his train.
Oh, I was hoping he'd pop in and say hello.
Josh doesn't get a train. He's in a private jet, man.
Has he got?
Yeah,
got
private jet club.
Nice. Amazing. I like that.
That leads quite nicely onto what we're about to do. Rech, you were with us last week and we asked you the ultimate question, how showbiz are you, Rech32? So we can't let this opportunity to pass by without...
doing it again, because you've now got a number one single. So we think you may have changed in the last week.
Okay, it's possible.
Well, this is it. It could have all gone to your head by now. We just don't know, so I feel that we need to test you on this.
So this is how showbiz are you, Rech32?
Let's do it.
Part two.
Oh, okay, yeah. Sorry, I'm
you've
a bit
got
slow
five.
Today.
There are 50 showbiz points available. The lower your score, the less showbiz you are, the higher you are lost in showbiz. Okay.
Okay.
First one.
A tractor or a Ferrari?
A tractor.
So you're only saying that because secretly you really want a Ferrari, but you knew.
No.
You say tractor, you get less points.
No.
Yeah.
No points for that. That's not showbiz.
Yeah, you're not showbiz so far. Next question. When did you last fly on a private jet?
On the 31st of never. I've never been on one.
Private jet?
No, never.
Okay, no showbiz points.
Okay. Designer sunglasses or knockoffs?
Designer sunglasses.
All right.
I'm with you on that one.
Yeah, we'll give you 10 for that.
My eyes, I need them. You know.
Exactly, you've got to protect the eyes properly.
Yeah.
Travel or Jumel Maison?
if I'm honest, my mates.
Nice. They do nice toiletries.
Yeah.
That purple stuff.
I steal their towels.
What?
No, I'm only joking.
I still the toiletries, but it says you can.
10 points for that one.
Yeah, but we're with you on that. Yeah. Just for the toiletries alone. Champagne or lager?
Yeah, but that's not fair.
Why?
I don't drink beer.
Okay.
And this is going to be wrong, but yeah, champagne.
Okay.
So 30 points is what we've racked up there.
Oh, you're a bit showbiz.
It's kind of halfway, you're edging towards being lost in showbiz, but that's cool. You've got a UK number one song.
But you still, less 20 points.
Yeah.
You're all right. You're still in the okay.
I'm still in it, yeah.
Just
you're
watch
still
it,
down to earth.
I'm going to just keep an eye on me.
Yeah, we'll tweet you every now and then.
Yeah, tweet me every hour.
Remember where you're from, Sunshine.
What's the attitude?
The album Black and White is out now.
Out now.
And you've given us some copies to give away,
yay,
which we'll sort out later on In Demand.
They're signed.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Best of luck with the album.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks very much for coming to see us.
Thanks
well
for
deserved
having me.
Number one tune and everything.
Thanks a lot.
What are you on Twitter?
At Rich32. Look at that.
Sorry, I know this.
Amazing. Shake my hand, please.
She's
the queen of Twitter.
Shake my hand, please. Thank you very
She's
much.
The queen of Twitter.
Are you following us?
I am now.
Yeah.
Amazing.
I think you're
now. I am.
Yeah, I am.
What are you talking about?
Checking.
Of course I am. I just retweeted. Hey.
Rich, thanks very much, man.
Yay.
Thank you very much.
Yes.
Discover In Demand online. Find out everything you need to know about Alex and Lucy. In Demand. .fm.
This is In Demand, and this is Dappy.
Wow. How are you, sir?
A round of applause.
How are you, mate?
I'm all right, mate. How are you?
I'm fine. Happier seeing you right now.
So how are you feeling without your wingman and your wingwoman?
I look left, I look right, and I just feel lonely.
Because you usually are in the middle.
Yeah. Well, she is sometimes.
Yeah, just swap it around.
Yeah, of course. And I just feel a bit... I do feel a bit lonely. Sometimes I get a bit depressed on the road when it's just me by myself.
Yeah.
I can't lie to you, Al. But when I see them, we still see each other because we're doing N-Dubs festivals still. We're doing N-Dub shows. So I saw them the other day and I was like, I miss you, guy. Give me a hug, man. So we started...
But you're like family now, aren't you?
Yeah,
well, I mean, you are family.
Of course. And T's doing X Factor now. So big things. I'm doing a big solo album. FaZe's producing half of it. He's going to do his own solo album, but production. He's going to get loads of artists singing on his tracks and things like that. But for now, I'm here to see you, my brother, and talk about my No Regrets single that is out on the 19th of September. And boy,
it's an amazing song.
Thank you. You chose it as one of your.
It was an In Demand chosen one. The first day it came to radio.
I love you so much for
that. We're on standby for it.
Thank you so much.
I think to a certain extent, it was everything we wanted it to be.
Yes.
Because you've got all the celebrity references in there and stuff like that, which is just Bob on the money.
Yeah.
But also when it broke down and there's a gang chorus and there's a key change, it's blowing it. Wasn't expecting that.
Do you know what it is? I wanted everyone to kind of take me seriously for the musician I am. Obviously, I've pursued an image with this whole hat thing.
How do you create a rap that has so many celebrities in it? I mean, we can name check some of the people who you name check.
Yeah.
Do you just write them down, or are these just lines that come to you when you see these people on the news?
Like I said to you, you've got 3.5 minutes on this track, 3.5 minutes of magic, right? And you need to think. You need to think to yourself. Right, I've got to make a rap here, and I've got only approximately 8 seconds each verse on this rap to deliver something. So that is why I'll run it to you. It first 4 seconds has to be exciting. So for instance, the first bit is, this is my king's speech, and I'm nowhere near the end. That is the film. You know the film, The King's Speech.
With you,
I'm like, if Fastest is a starter, sorry, I ain't heaven sent. That is the guy when he's always trying to deliver the speech and he can't get it out. Sorry, guys, we're not heaven sent. No one's perfect. So that's referenced in the film.
Yeah.
So then we go to, I messed my life up and I've been down. I'm a changed man now. Chris Brown, for instance. People are like, what is he saying? So I'm like, you know, I feel your pain because I've done been through it. I'm Kurt Cobain, but I just couldn't do it. That's a big, big statement.
That is a big, big statement. You've not been in that place, hopefully.
Trust
Fingers
me.
Crossed.
Listen, things are hard. But I haven't been in that point. And I'm like, no point in turning back, just to hit rewind, back to the future, Marty McFly. So then that's the first verse. And it's just crazy. It's just, then the second one's, this is my last chance. I'm on my final straw. I came so close to breaking like a spinal cord. I came from nothing, some kid in Camden. Now I'm flyer than the birds. Richard Branson, I'm a prince and yes, I will for William. I'm a prince and yes, I will get the crown. Shh, Kate stays in my dungeon when her sister's round. We love her. I think she's buff. And so please forgive me if I make mistakes, but I'll blow the bloody doors off Michael Caine. Then on the middle eight, I say, I'm free to be whatever, right? Because I'm famous. Call me Gallagher because I'm so shameless. Frank Gallagher implying Liam Gallagher. Yeah. It just goes on. And that is, do you know what I'm trying to say
to
you?
It's brilliant.
I think to myself, in order to come out and boof and just make people happy and like listen.
Dappy, introduce your first solo single. We'll play it now, man.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, Alex and my sister Lucy in demand. I'm Dappy and this is No Regrets. Love you.
You're listening to In Demand.
This is In Demand and tonight Dappy is still with us on right, we want to find out how showbiz you are nowadays. Been in the biz a long time, Dappy.
Yes, of course. Oh,
you've experienced a lot. You've been in the headlines. Yeah, we know pretty much the ins and outs of your life, thanks to the TV show. These are the simple showbiz questions. What's your current car?
I've never had a car.
No?
No.
Can you drive?
Yes, I can drive. Of course I can drive.
Okay.
But I've never had a car.
So you get driven everywhere?
At the moment.
Showbiz points two for that, I think. Being driven everywhere, that's pretty showbiz.
I just haven't had time to do my theory, that's all it is. Please don't take the
That's an important part of it. Best freebie you've got lately?
Best freebie I've got lately?
Any bling you've got on there? Was that free? Because you've got a lot,
no,
dude.
No, diamonds won't come for free, I swear to you, Alex.
Ray-Bans, are they?
Blackberry, yeah.
Okay,
Blackberry,
that's a good
I've got a
Blackberry.
new Blackberry.
Going to give you two for that, so we're up to four. When did you last have a massage, Dappy?
Me and my new tour manager, we've been talking about this blooming massage for the last 3 days. Our backs are literally killing us.
Yeah.
We need to, a massage. I haven't had a massage since last summer.
Okay, no points for that one, mate.
No.
How long does it take to get ready in the morning?
In the morning, 2 minutes. Am I right?
Good man.
Literally, no, you can't say it. Yeah,
maybe.
Maybe ten. Yeah, all right.
For a modern man in the showbiz world, that's quick.
Yeah, it's just quickly. Boxers, whatever, trousers, trainers, top, just a little thing.
Hat, chains.
Chained, or if need be. And
your whole team has got chains on.
Unfortunately, we don't need to wear, we don't really wear makeup, so
yes, this is it.
And do the hair.
I'll give you one for that. How many followers do you have on Twitter, Dappy?
Well, I've been on Twitter for at least just a little 2 months, I think, and I've got a rough
80-odd thousand.
80
and you've
odd,
only been on there a couple of months.
Yeah, just a couple of months.
I'm gonna give you 10 for that. That is well impressive. Yeah. Last time your mum told you off.
Every day. Every day on the phone. Oh my god, however big, however famous, however record, how many records I sell, mumsy's always willing to give me a slap.
They never change, do they?
Yeah, trust me. That's I love her. I love you, mum. I love you so much.
Dappy, you're a gentleman. Thanks very
I
much.
I love you, sir. Thank
Cheers,
you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Love you, Lucy. Enjoy.
You're listening to the In Demand podcast. Don't forget to follow In Demand on Twitter. Twitter.com/AlexandLucy.
Tonight.
In Demand. Bring Ibiza to you.
So here we are at the Ibiza Rocks Hotel in the dressing room with lovely Elliot, aka Example. Hi. You excited about tonight?
Yeah. Yeah, man. It's like my third year in a row.
Mm-hmm.
But I've always supported in the past. I supported Dizzy and then I supported Calvin. I can call them by their first names, you see.
Oh, they're mates. They're mates now.
They're mates. Dizzy and Calvin. It's just a great honour and privilege to be back here headlining.
Everyone's going to go nuts as well, aren't they?
It's going to get pretty bouncy and sweaty and I think there's going to be a few mosh pits and I'm so competitive. I always want to be the best. I always want people to go away and go, he was the best actor at Ibiza Rocks this year.
Love kick starts again. Starts again. Love kick starts again. Starts again.
There's a lot of people better than me who I take inspiration by, mainly world-class rock bands, you know, because I try and perform like a band rather than me and a DJ or me and backing singers and dancers. Yeah. I can't really stand all that. But last night at Mallorca Rocks, when the guy was like, you know, I thought Dizzy was good, I thought Tiny was good, I thought Chase and Status were good, but you absolutely smashed it. I mean, it just makes me feel good because I respect all those people a lot.
Okay. Let's talk about your 2011 so far. It's been a pretty epic year.
Mm-hmm.
You seem to just keep doing better and better with everything. How do you think you've done that? How have you got here?
Hard work and determination and just upping my game, like wanting to make better videos, better songs, work with better producers. Every show's got to be better than the last. It's just, I don't know, once you get to a high level, it's really hard to stay there. You know, you can just quickly fall and disappear. So many people have number ones and then you never hear from them again. So the key for me now is, even if my next single isn't number one, the key thing is to just keep delivering good music and putting on amazing shows and playing all the festivals. And
okay, now let's talk about your celebrity status now, because obviously with the music being really successful, you get this kind of celeb status. If you were to walk down into Ibiza's West End right now, what would happen? Would they go completely mad?
I think because of the way I look and dress, I tend to blend in a bit more, because I'm not like flash watches and jewellery and sunglasses and leather jackets like some people. So,
No. Are you behaving yourself?
I wouldn't walk around town with an entourage, but if one or two girls went, Tabo! There'd be a mob. I'd predict a riot.
There was a girl out last night when we were out in the West End, and we said to her, "Oh, are you going to Ibiza Rocks tomorrow night?" She was like, "Yeah." Oh my God, I love Example, I love him. She literally was going mental. So you might see her running right to the front. She might even run on stage.
I met a kid last night.
Shaky and brummy.
This guy was very shaky last night. He was like, and then he started crying. He was only about 12. Aww. And he went, just think you're amazing.
And how do you react to that?
Slapped him. Grow up, you little idiot. No, I said to him, I was like, calm down, mate. You'll be all right. You'll be all right.
In terms of how hard you work, you just said before that you work really, really hard. Travelling around the country, gigging constantly, do you ever literally just get stupidly exhausted and don't know how you're going to get up the next day? Is it actually completely inaccurate? I mean, I've seen your schedule just for today and it's been mental.
Yeah, I mean, I had like 4 hours sleep last night because I had to get up early and get on a ferry to come over to do my first interview at like 10 a.m. or 11 a.m. and it's just, some days I just want to throw the towel in.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, I'd never give up because I'm not a defeatist, but some days you just want to have a day to yourself and not answer a question.
Not have to look at all these different emails and talk to all these different people, like me.
You're all right, but some of the others. No, I mean, it does get tiring, it does get repetitive, but, you know, I signed up for this, I knew what to expect, I've always wanted success, and with success comes a lot of hard work and graft and just being tired all the time.
OK, well, so we'll chat more in a minute, and can you introduce your new single for us, please?
Good song, this one.
It's amazing, my favourite.
So, everybody, this is Example with Stay Awake.
Tonight, In Demand in Ibiza with Example.
This is In Demand at Ibiza Rocks with the lovely Example sat with me here. Now, I always find when I interview you, we always have a right laugh, obviously. Do you think sometimes you hide behind this slanging matches you have with people, that kind of thing, and we never see the real side of you sometimes? Are you quite a sensitive guy, really, or quite
shy in some ways? I think you can hear from my lyrics that I'm quite sensitive.
Yeah.
I have a... not even that sensitive. Maybe I'm just... I'm one of these blokes who's not scared to let everyone know my feelings.
Now, how often do you get to sort of see your real friends? Obviously, your crew are your mates, but going home, seeing your family... What do you like to do when you get home to see your, like, family?
I like to go out for nice meals. I like to go to cinema. I like to go to gym. That's how I relax when I'm not on tour. But I very rarely get to see all my best friends and my family. It's like probably one of the only downsides to this job. You know, for all the free pairs of trainers I get, that's an extra day I won't see my parents or sister. I've got to be honest, it's very lonely sometimes. I've chatted to both Tiny Temper and Adele about it. And, you know, both of them have said, you know, if you find a nice girl, be good to her, because it gets lonely at the top, you know?
Yeah.
Especially, I mean, God knows what it's like for them when they're travelling around America for 3 months. On a bus, you know, or on and off flights. I mean, what they're doing is on like a whole different scale to what I've achieved over here. So they, you know, I bet it gets really...
Well, Adele in particular, I mean...
Yeah, I mean, she's just gone massive. But I mean, like, every time I see her, she's really fun and bubbly.
She's hilarious.
She's hilarious. She's brilliant. But I can imagine the touring and the interviews in a foreign country get you down.
I've never been afraid of the highest heights or afraid of flying. I have never been afraid of the wildest fights, not afraid of dying.
Who do you really, really admire in the industry? You were saying at the start, rock bands inspire you. What music did you really listen to when you were growing up?
Like sort of Blur and Nirvana, but then Jay-Z, Tribe Called Quest, Slick Rick, Wu-Tang Clan, Snoop Dogg, Prodigy.
Prodigy, Chemical Brothers.
Like, yeah, I was born in 82, so anything sort of from 93, 94 onwards.
In the future, though, do you want the whole marriage and kids thing?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Can't wait to.
How many kids do you want?
Just two.
Just two, one of each?
Boy and a girl. One of each flavour. one of each brand. Yeah, I'd have a boy and a girl, one blonde, one brunette.
Yeah.
I'd drop off my daughter at ballet and my son at deep sea fishing school.
You can sit there together.
Fishing deep.
Pulling out sharks, chucking them back in.
My dad took me shark fishing when I was about 14. It was like one of the best experiences ever when we pulled the shark onto the boat.
It's quite a bonding thing, isn't it?
What, me and the shark?
Well, no, even your dad.
Yeah. Every dad should go shark fishing with their son.
What qualities would you look for in a future wife?
I don't know, mum. I like sort of quirky girls like Katy Perry some days.
Yeah.
And then other days I'm more like, who's that new one in Transformers? Rosie Huntington.
She's amazing.
She's next level.
She's proper fit. She's my girl crush.
She's unbelievable.
Yeah.
And then every now and again you see Carol Vorderman and go, whoa.
Go and have yourself an amazing gig. We're going to obviously stand and watch it and enjoy. And Sub Focus doing it as well, which is exciting.
He produced Kickstarts.
Well, there you go. It's all like coming together
family
now.
Family event, isn't it?
Okay. Thank you for being on the show again. Thank you for letting us come out here and do all of this.
No worries.
Thank you.
Bye. I guarantee you'll miss me, 'cause you changed the way you kiss me. In Demand in Ibiza, the podcast. Don't forget, the In Demand podcast will update on Friday night. Make sure you subscribed and you'll get the best of the guests every weekend. Search In Demand in the iTunes store.